Nick and Rita are planning more road trips. But they forgot there's a Kandahar in Saskatchewan.
More hits, more favorites.
Fox FM.
Talking first dates, Rita.
Yeah.
Fox FM mornings, bad first dates. Have you ever had a bad first date?
I can't say that I've had like a really just full stop bad first date, but there have been ones where you go out and you realize, yeah, there probably won't be a second date.
I'm following a hashtag right now. It's hashtag worst first date. A lot of people telling their experiences. It's crazy. This one guy, a girl said she hated whiskey. She ordered an old fashioned at the bar, and even though the guy told her it has bourbon in it, she still took two sips and complained about it.
Oh my goodness.
Somebody went on a date and the guy sneezed all over her food, didn't cover his mouth, and then he said, I guess it's his, and he ate her food.
Oh.
Some people, right?
Ooh.
I have never had a bad date experience because I have never let bad dates happen. Have you ever heard of lemon law?
I'm not familiar with that.
It's a real thing, at least to me. It probably makes me sound like a villain, but I have gone on dates where you just realize that the person you're on a date with, it's not working out. Normally, it's like a friend's trying to set you up with somebody, like a blind date situation. I've had that happen so many times where I just realize a couple minutes in where it's like, this isn't going to work. So you can either have fun for the rest of the night as friends, you know, invoke lemon law where you just bail and they understand. Because it's all about communication, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have actually had this conversation with somebody while on a date saying, you know what? This isn't a thing, right?
Oh, really?
Yeah, you've never had that?
I've never had that happen. About the worst thing that I can remember happening is, you know, you've been out with somebody and you find yourself, say, carrying the conversation.
Mm.
And then you get to the point, because you're carrying the conversation, you find yourself running out of things to say. And then what then?
Yeah.
You know?
Because you can only be charming and interesting for so long. Mm-hmm. I think I got like an expiration of maybe 55 minutes. That's probably the longest I can go before people start realizing how weird I am.
Oh.
Dating is so difficult. I'm always afraid to be the guy that says no to a friend trying to hook me up with somebody.
Yeah.
Because I always have friends being like, oh my God, you know, you're still a bachelor. Why don't you meet my friend? And it's like, I can't say no, because on one hand, it's so sweet of my friends to think of me in that regard, where
of course
they want to help you out, but it's also kind of backhanded and like, what do you think? I'm like at home watching Love Actually, eating a pint of ice cream. Like, I got things under control, you know?
That's tomorrow night.
Yeah, that's definitely tomorrow night too. If anything, by the end of this, you and I just learned that we have made ourselves even more ineligible to date by talking about this publicly on the radio.
Hope is never gone.
FM's Nick and Reader, writing jingles about your town so you don't have to.
And every single song is something you love.
More hits, more favorites.
Fox FM.
Alarms, because you and I, we were talking about this. Alarms on our phones.
Yes.
Whether you're the person that just has like the one alarm, or, you know, a friend of mine has like 17 different alarms on
That's
their
excessive.
Phone. Yeah, I just have one alarm Monday to Friday. And you got the same thing too. You also have the backup alarm, though, mm-hmm. on the alarm clock.
Yes. I used to be one that would set three different alarms on my phone and have my alarm clock across the room. The problem with the three alarms on my phone is when you hit snooze on all of them, I think it cancels them all out.
Oh, probably.
So that's a minor detail.
It's like your phone's like, this person clearly has all their ducks in a row. They got three alarms that they're separately pressing snooze on all three of them every morning.
He's fine.
It got me thinking, though, because there are small differences like that that I still don't know with you and I. Because arguably you and I, it's a marriage. We're coworkers. We spend every morning together. And there's just weird little things that I may not know about you. So I want to ask you a few questions.
Okay.
This is get to know a reader.
All right.
After working with you for 9 months.
Okay.
How do you cut your sandwiches? Do you go diagonal? Do you go horizontal? Do you go vertical?
Horizontal.
You're horizontal.
Yep, the crown half is the top half, and the bottom is the bottom.
That is so weird. I'm a diagonal guy.
Ooh.
You got to get those points, those sandwich points.
It's too flimsy. The points are too flimsy, and stuff falls out.
No, not when you have a mustache as crazy as mine. Because
it catches everything?
Yeah, because every time you eat anything that's bigger than a little point of a sandwich, your mustache just completely goes inside your mouth.
Okay.
So, logistically, for me, that's how I need to do it. Man, really? Horizontal?
I am a horizontal guy.
That is bold. How about bananas? How do you eat a banana? Do you open it from the stem or from the bottom?
From the stem.
What?
From the top.
I open from the bottom.
It's just so much easier to grab that stem and brrr.
No, you just pinch the bottom and then you pull it. That's how monkeys do it.
Yeah, it would fall out probably with my luck. The banana would fall out on the floor.
You know what? They always say opposites attract, Reader, and I'm starting to think I know why we're such best friends.
Paula Abdul sang all about it.
Nick's really into fermenting things. Reader is trying to get copper coil from the station engineer.
More hits, more favorites.
Fox FM.
I witnessed something, Reader, that was just incredible.
What's that?
A guy trying to pick up a girl at the gym.
Okay, was this like mid-workout?
Yeah, listen, guys, don't do that. That's not a good idea. Don't ever try to pick up somebody at the gym. Like, think about that for a second, Reader. Why would you ever try to flirt with somebody at the gym? People go there to just work out, and nobody's really looking their best. At least me.
Well, and you're trying to concentrate on working out.
Yeah.
You know, you walk up, hey, do you need a spotter?
I can't say that I've ever had that happen to me, and I'm kind of stoked, but it's happened to a lot of people.
It's different if you're, like, at the juice bar after a workout or something. That might be a little different.
Yeah, not when you're actually working out.
No.
I can't imagine having the stones to go and try to ask a girl out while she's working out, while I'm also working out, because at the gym, I don't look pretty.
No.
I mean, I'm not I'm all sweaty, and I'm usually not wearing my glasses, so I can't see very well.
No, and you're exerting yourself, so your vision's probably even fuzzier.
And I'm grunting, and
yes.
It's not a pretty sight.
I don't know. In the middle of a squat, a set of squats is maybe not the time for romance.
Exactly. Like, just leave people alone unless they want to be spoken to at the gym. I think that's probably, like, a good rule of thumb.
I'd say so.
But you know what? I was thinking about this. Ladies, I think I have the solution.
What's that?
If you see a guy starting to approach you at the gym and he's making like that look, like he's got like the eyebrows going, and you know he's about to say something cheesy or dumb or try to pick you up, just say, no, don't come over here. I just farted. It's really bad.
Okay.
Because everybody's at the gym working out, and that's just a natural bodily function, so hopefully they'll leave you alone. Take that advice. See if it works.
Okay.
Let us know.
Show, Reader will have a shocking twist.
Oh, wait. He's gonna shock his what?
More hits, more favorites.
Fox FM.
Reader, I can't consolidate the fact that you cut your sandwiches horizontally.
You're really having a problem.
It is
that,
so weird. I have never met somebody in my entire life that cuts their sandwiches like that. It's either up and down or diagonal.
You know, some people just have to be different.
It's disproportionate. Like, you get the whole top of the bread on one side, and then you get the whole bottom on the other. You gotta even it out.
Nah, I don't need symmetry in my sandwiches.
I think I might have an anxiety attack. Just from thinking about how you eat a sandwich. It's crazy.
Oh, my.
If NHL players can't go to the Olympics, Nick and Reader are ready. As soon as Nick learns how to skate.
The future is now, Reader. Amazon Go is a thing.
It is.
In Seattle. Of course, Seattle.
Everything's happening in Seattle.
New NHL team. A grocery store where you don't have a cashier. You just take stuff and leave.
And they hope for the best.
I cannot wrap my head around this. It is just too weird to me. And I bet you that's probably what a lot of people felt like when the supermarket became a thing, like in the 50s.
Yeah.
Because before it was just general stores and grocery stores. But like, I can't imagine how difficult that would be to have a store where you just show up, pick stuff out, and leave.
Now, do they have everything? Is it like a super giant mega Costco where they just have some of every product in the world from every conceivable category and you can just go in there and grab it?
It's a big old grocery store. When you walk in, there's like a gate that you scan your Amazon account into it, and then it just tracks you throughout the whole store as you're grabbing stuff. It tracks all the items you're buying.
Okay.
And then as you leave, it just charges your credit card.
Yeah, that could be a bad thing.
There's like so many different things that you got to worry about with something like that, right? Like theft. How do they deal with theft?
I don't know. Do they have just a giant alarm system? Do they have a group of big burly people that just tackle people yeah, like at the door?
Just like a pro wrestler just at the front door.
Retired wrestlers ready to
suplex somebody if they're trying to steal. To me, the biggest thing that I'm worried about is when I go grocery shopping, I have a pretty strict budget. And I don't like going over budget.
No.
And sometimes having that anxiety of going over budget and having to awkwardly return something at the cash register, that's enough for me to never go to something like that Amazon Go store.
Yeah.
Because it just, I would feel too cavalier just like grabbing stuff off the shelves and leaving with my bag skipping out and my credit card being charged.
True. When blissfully unaware until you get the bill.
Yeah. When here I am in real life getting, you know, sweating because I think I have too many packets of ramen in my order. Like, I'm also the kind of guy that gets stressed out when I have more than 12 items in the express lane
I have 13. Are they going to let me through?
Yeah, I'm one of those people.
Catch Nick and Reader Monday to Friday mornings on Fox FM.
I like that.